Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz. 95 The Sports Hub.
Far corner. Here's Ennis down low. 9. Krejci flipped it ahead. Martian. It's flipped ahead. Nordstrom over the line. Chipped it toward the net. He scores! With 2 seconds remaining. Here in regulation, the Boston Bruins with an empty netter from Joakim Nordstrom have taken a 6-4 lead over the Maple Leafs here in TO. The horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins record their first road victory of the playoffs, 6-4 over the Toronto Maple Leafs. This series is back on serve, each team with 2 wins, and game 5 heading back to Boston.
Final hour, 5:07 here in the evening. Felger and Maz, really busy sport night last night. It was great. Sporty. Woo. So much ball, Maz, to talk about. So much sports.
So you only have 2 TVs, right?
Yep.
What did you do for the third game? You didn't watch it.
It was really Bruins Celtics.
Yeah, I can't say I blame you. I told you, I had the Red Sox on a tablet. Like, how could you invest in the Red Sox last night?
Third screen, tough.
Oh, totally.
Tough. But, lots to talk about with all three. And I think even though they all won, I'm not talking about the Red Sox, Bruins-Celtics, both. The Bruins just quickly resetting. I think too much of this series has been played at Toronto's game. I think Toronto's taken it to you more than you've taken it to them. That they've played their game more than you've played yours. And it's 2-2, and that's a good spot. And that's from 10,000 feet momentum. But as I've said a couple times already today, if this were a boxing match and this went to the cards, I'd give the decision to Toronto. If you want to try and win a 7-game series that way, great. Good luck. I don't love your chances if that's the case. They still have got to turn this series in their direction, in their style, in what they need to do. And the good news is I saw it in the last 4 minutes. After that last TV timeout, they finally settled things and sort of controlled the pace and controlled the game. And they need to do more of that if they want to win this series. So that's just that quick Bruins reset. Back to your phones on everything. Eddie and Derry. Go ahead, Eddie.
We'll get to Pooper in a minute, but Tony, if the Red Sox still have a winning percentage of .330 come Memorial Day, do they keep Alex Cora or do they blow him out?
Oh, no, they'll keep Cora. Cora's not going anywhere.
Cora's safe no matter what, I would say, Eddie.
I'd like to see Giardi get a shot. But anyhow, getting to Pooper, this guy, you know, watching him play the playoffs every year for the Bruins is like watching the movie Titanic, but hoping that the boat doesn't sink at the end. I've seen enough with this guy. He is just, you're never going to win a Stanley Cup with this guy, and it's a shame because with Tampa Bay getting out of the series and with Pittsburgh being out, the cup is there for the taking.
Okay, Eddie, I'm going to stop you. You can't win a cup without Tuukka Rask. Do you feel that way, John, in Springfield?
No, I mean, it's the exact opposite. I mean, so what you've seen so far from Tuukka Rask in these 4 games, do you think he's going to be able to win you the Stanley Cup? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
If the team plays well, yes.
Okay. So basically, I mean, so last night I was actually hoping if the Bruins got beat, they got beat like 8-1. So what would have happened was Halak would have started game 5 and they would have won it and they would have had momentum going into game 6. But now what's going to happen, the Bruins probably going to lose tomorrow night because you know, he's going to give up his 3, you know, two weak goals.
Okay, John's a little bit all over the place. I can't keep up.
He's already getting blown out in game 5.
I think he's anti-Tuukka, so that's all I needed there. It's amazing the range of opinion on Rask's game last night.
Yeah, no gray area.
Guy like Ty Anderson, 98.5thesportshub.com. Others say that Rask stole you one. Stole you one.
Yeah, see, I saw that headline. I almost like passed out.
I lean more towards where Ty is. I really do. They're in their end the whole night. I thought he was pretty damn good. The Matthews goal makes you want to put your head in the oven. But other than that, I thought Rask was really good last night.
I thought Rask was good.
He was good, but that goal, that soft goal, that was a big goal.
I told you, the Matthews goal is the first time all series. I said to myself, Bruce, go down to Yaroslav Halak and see if he can start getting limber. Not pull him, but just have him start stretching. That Matthews goal was putrid. I hated it. Other than that, He was pretty good.
He was good. But again, other than that.
I know.
I mean, you make it sound like it was, it wasn't significant.
I'm just trying to be fair. I think Toronto carried more of the game. I think there were some flurries there from Toronto that were just, they were all over you. And Rask sort of survived it. He survived most of it. And he had a winning performance. I think he gave you a winning performance last night. I do. So I don't get on Rask after last night. I think he's one of the reasons you won. He's not the reason you almost lost. He's the reason you won. Bad goal, but he's the reason you won. But I'm again, he just tells you how polarizing that guy is. Matt in Acton on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. You took a lot of wind out of my sails when I was talking about reactionary moves with the Red Sox. But I was wondering, you think if they'll, blame, Brazier and be bonkers and go after someone like Kimbrel, which okay. is bonkers.
So let me just, they've already scapegoated the backup catcher. If they want to make a move personnel-wise to shake things up, what do they do?
To me, you'd have to go get a starting pitcher. That's what I would do. Because that is where the hole is or has been. And you could then move a starter into your bullpen and sort of serve two needs at once. So Eovaldi could be an effective reliever. You mentioned that yesterday. He's a good candidate to do something like that, because the other guys are all veteran starters, right? I mean, with the exception of Erod. But I don't think Erod could solve your bullpen problems, and I think Eovaldi could. So you go get yourself a legit starter. Again, Dallas Keuchel's an easy name. Okay, so someone like that, if he's on the market, you get him, you plug him in your rotation, you put Eovaldi in the bullpen, you say, sorry. You sucked in the early part of the year. You lost a job as a result of it. Go to the bullpen. You make a little bit of a statement that way and get yourself another arm. Like, other than that, I don't know what else you can do. And they aren't even going to do that because they don't want to pay Keuchel.
Here's Jeff in Ashland with the Celtics thought. Hi, Jeff.
I know that Terry Rozier hasn't exactly been filling up the stat sheet, but I think that he's providing good minutes. He was a plus 19 last night, and the minutes like these could give you a boost against the Milwaukees and the Torontos.
Okay, so I've been bringing up Terry Rozier today just to prove a point that you've had point guards go off against mediocre Eastern Conference competition at home before in the playoffs, and let's just keep it in our pants on Kyrie till he does it on the road against real competition and takes you someplace you haven't been. So I've just been using Rozier as sort of a prop, as just sort of something to troll you with. In no way, shape, or form, I'm saying that Terry Rozier should be getting more minutes or is an important piece to this team right now.
No, the only thing you can say now is that with Smart out, when he gets in there, he's going to play some D.
And he did last night. He actually was good defensively last night, especially in the fourth quarter.
You don't need Rozier in this series.
No, not this series, no. And he's still not Smart either. I mean, the beauty of Smart is that he's got the body to defend forwards. Rozier can't do that, but he can disrupt things on the ball, pressure the ball, create some steals, be a complete pest, give you some defensive rebounding. Like, to me, Rozier and Brown should just focus on defense. That's it.
Scott and Weymouth, you have 30 seconds.
Shot clock's back on, huh? We're down to 25 now. All right, hey, how busy is the Bull Gang going to be for the next 6 weeks? How about that? No.
Yeah, sorry. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jimmy.
That was Jimmy. Mark in Medford.
That guy's got to give us a preamble every time he calls.
Go ahead, Mark.
And he called the midday show.
Hey, Mike, this year's NHL playoffs is getting sexier by the day for the Boston Bruins, okay? First off, Pastrnak and Marchand woke up, okay? They're coming home with a chance to go ahead in the series, okay? Not only that, but the Calgary Flames are one game away from elimination, and if the Bruins win this series, they now have home ice throughout the whole playoffs.
Okay, the door is ajar. Good teams are losing across the league. Are you better than Toronto?
I don't know.
Why don't you worry about getting a lead on Toronto for the first time this series, and then let's worry about what happened to the Lightning and the Flames. Now we're talking about the Stanley Cup Finals. Would you please? You're lucky to be 2-2 with Toronto in the first round.
I'm a little pissed at the callers right now because Mark also called the midday show and made the exact same point today with Beadle and Zoe.
People got things to say, man.
Exact same point. Two shows in a row.
I hate people who keep repeating themselves all day long.
Me too.
I would never do something like that. Back with you. More of your wonderful, fresh phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Gordon Hayward gets the free throws. Tyreke Evans will dribble it into the front court, but the clock will hit triple zeros. And the Celtics don't steal one game, they steal two behind a truly epic franchise carrying performance by Kyrie Irving tonight. 37 points as the Celtics for the second straight game come from double figures down, and they take a 2-0 lead in this best of seven with the Pacers. The final score, Boston 99, Indiana 91.
Again, Grandy says that you've stolen two. Two, do you agree with that, Maz? Did they steal these?
Steals a little strong, but they were way too hard.
Jimmy, they steal them?
100% they stole them.
Stole them.
Pacers outworked them in both games.
So you're stealing a game against a horrible team without any good players at home. A middler Eastern Conference team without its best player at home. You're stealing them.
Yeah, but they... Okay, so Jimmy's right. They've been outworked, but they don't have enough talent. So that's why even when they've got behind, and even when the Pacers are basically like straight up killing them in the third quarter in last night's game, I was never worried. They don't have enough talent to win these games.
Yeah, see, to me, that, and we knew that going in.
I mean, Indiana hits one more shot in the last 2 minutes, they win the game.
Ooh, I know, but they didn't.
They were one shot short.
I know. Listen, I'm with you. I'm not telling you, but they didn't.
How was everything up leading to that one shot they could have had? How was that last minute?
Oh, my
the
God.
The worst stretch of basketball I've ever watched in my life.
The inbounds pass where the fella sent it all the way across the court into the Celtics bench, that was an all-time.
Who wants a souvenir?
That was unbelievable.
Marcus Morris was on the bench wearing a t-shirt and get credited with a steal. It was like unbelievable. All I'm saying is this, like the fact that the Celtics have been able to turn it on for one quarter and beat this team tells you how bad Indiana is. Because, you know, they scored 8 points in the third quarter of game one and 12 in the fourth last night. I mean, so when the Celtics want to play, it's over. I'm irritated that they don't want to play. Like, why they want to take it into the second half is beyond me. They should be stepping on this team's throat the way Milwaukee's annihilating Detroit.
So they just don't. They're just not there. They just didn't put in enough. There's not enough of a foundation. They haven't been a good team for a long time, and they can't just flip a switch. Have they flipped any sort of switch?
No. The only time I started to think that they were dialing it in was those two road games at Miami and Indiana, where Hayward played better, and I just felt like they elevated on the road, even if they were middling teams. Middling opponents. I felt like, okay, it looks like they kicked it up a notch. But to do it against Milwaukee or Toronto, I need to see it.
I just have concerns. They were 21-20 on the road during the regular season. You get a team, you get into Indiana, they start outworking you. Maybe the bounces do go a different way. Maybe you throw it in the crapper on the inbound, and now the series is 2-2.
I mean, those inbounds plays.
Unbelievable.
Like 4 seconds apart.
That's the kind of team you're playing.
And checked it out. They checked it out both times.
And you probably should have lost at least one of those two games.
That is so
awful. You could be down 0-2 to the Pacers.
Okay, there's your Celtics reset. Jeff and Fitchburg.
In a fake series.
Jeff and Fitchburg on the Sox. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Felger and Miz.
Hi, Jeff. What do you have for us today, sir?
Hey, Jeff.
So which one of you said the Sox season is over already?
Murray,
I think it was 2011. The Red Sox in September went 9-20, and I think they still finished with 90 wins. So, I mean, I do see the realist for concern, but I don't think they're done yet.
Okay.
It could be a bit premature, but for me, done.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
We're getting real close, honestly. We're getting close. And yes, that team went 9-20 in September and missed the playoffs, caller. That's sort of the whole point.
Yeah. Again, I think that they'll get above 500. They'll be competitive. They're too good not to. The roster's too talented. By just at this moment, I don't think they're making the playoffs.
Veek in Rhode Island, give me a Bruins thought.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if we're looking at this series, you know, really subjectively. I don't think the Bruins have been horrible. I don't think that they've been excellent. I'm kind of indifferent about the series. But can we take, I don't know if it was Tony earlier, can we take the whole lucky aspect out of it? I really don't want to talk luck because, let's be honest, it's the Maple Leafs throwing the puck with hopes and dreams from the blue line and trying to get these bounces to score, that eventually runs out. They're going to actually have to score goals. The Bruins have been playing really well at times, and the two games that they won.
So hold on, wait. Vic, do you think Toronto's goals have been lucky?
Tony said the Bruins got lucky. The Bruins have been actually scoring fairly legitimate goals. Some of the goals that Toronto's been scoring the past four games, I don't know if you've been watching, the sequences have been a little squirrely, and at times they're just hitting people. Achari's left butt cheek last night, yes. That was pretty awesome, wasn't it? That was great. That was really fun to watch.
Vic, they're scoring those goals after holding the puck in your zone for like 2.5 minutes at a crack. They're putting tremendous pressure on you when they're getting those bounces.
Mike, the past couple of seasons, even when the seasons when the Bruins didn't make the playoffs, how many times did we sit here pontificating about how the Bruins owned the puck and the possession and, you know, they scored, shot 40 times, but they didn't do... Why are we talking about any of this stuff? All that matters is wins and losses. They won last night, and Toronto probably shouldn't even been in the game. So 2-2... It's okay. Let's look at game five and let's see what happens.
So, Veek, what I actually said at the beginning of the show is I've seen a million Bruins teams over the years possess the puck, get shots on net, and not score goals. Last night, they scored goals. So that's what I said at the beginning of the show. I don't think I've said all day that the Bruins are lucky.
I mean,
did I say that?
I've probably said it in the context of I think you've been outplayed. I think Toronto has carried more of the play than you have so far in the four games. So, in that respect, you're fortunate, lucky to be 2-2. Okay, something along those lines. Last night wasn't luck. You earned it. But I'm just saying, I think Toronto's carried more of the play. And yes, I give the Bruins credit for their skill. I do. But, Veek, they're 2-2. Game five is Friday. Let's see what happens. There's a scorcher for you. Boy, that's what you want me to say for 4 hours today? That's not much of a thought. There's not much insight there into that one.
So to me, what I find worrisome or bothersome, okay, maybe bothersome is a better word, about this series is that Toronto has dictated the pace of it.
Yes, for more than you have.
Toronto's been, the pace of the games in and of themselves, the individual games. And then collectively in the series, they won game one, they won game three. You've had no lead in the series at all. None. You've been chasing them since the start.
And what was I just going to say? Oh, they had 81 shots last night. They had 42 on net. You blocked 25, which is a good number. I'll give you credit for it. But they had 25 blocked, and then they had 14 missed. Sorry, something like maybe 17.
Yeah, no, you got to write 81 shots total.
81 shots. You know how much you have to possess the puck to have 81 shots? And some of these nerd sites had them with as many as 40 scoring chances. Now, I don't feel like 40 is a, wow, that's a lot. I don't know if there were 40 scoring chances, but they had more than you did. You converted yours, full credit. Your skilled players had some really nice skilled plays, and that counts, and that matters, and your goalie was good. He was, whether you want to admit it or not, Tuukka haters. He was good. But don't tell me that you controlled the balance of play last night. I don't think you did.
No, the only thing they really controlled for the most part, and it's no small thing, was the scoreboard. They were up 2-0, they were up 5-2. Okay, so they never trailed in the game.
And they had great responses. So I'll give them credit for that, too. You want to give me something for credit else? So give them credit for something else? When Toronto made it 2-2 on Rask's one really bad goal, the Matthews goal, they make it 2-2. Inside of a couple minutes, you're back up 4-2, and you responded. And so credit there. Also, after that last TV timeout, the last 4 minutes, you responded and smothered in the final 4 minutes and controlled the game in the final four. So there was some response there. Now you need to see them control it like that over the 60 minutes or at least more than they're doing now. I don't know if you can control Toronto for 60 minutes. They're pretty good.
I mean, when it was 2-2, those were the two Pasternak goals,
right? That's
right. Yeah. I mean, those are both terrific goals.
Huge goals. Sean and Billerica with a thought on the series. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Yeah, so I think that the Kadri suspension is actually hurting us more than it's hurting them because when Kadri's on the ice, everyone's emotions get high on both sides. That makes the game a lot more physical. That plays into our hands. Without him, it's been a lot more finesse. That's Toronto's game. We lose like that. Thanks.
Huh. What do you think, Matt?
So I'm nodding because this thought occurred to me yesterday. Toronto, one of the real advantages for them this year versus last year is that they've been more structured and disciplined, and they've stayed in their system. Right now, look, last night, I think it broke down on him a little bit because I think Cassidy sort of pushed the envelope there by moving Pasternak around, and all of a sudden things get a little, as you said, jumbled. But Kadri loses his mind out there. And all of a sudden, then I think he sucks the team into it. And it did occur to me even in game three that, boy, you know, no Kadri out there. They played a really sound, fundamental, like, stable game.
Well, they're more capable of doing it this year than they were last year.
No question. I mean, to me, that was apparent in game one. Like, whoa, that was a little different. They were much more disciplined than they were. And I mean that fundamentally, like positionally, all of it. And in front of their net, they had bodies there in game one, and it was hard to get to pucks.
Schedule time for the Patriots. You know it. We're predicting it. It's an annual tradition here on Felger and Maz. We went through the first eight. Both Murray and Maz have them at 8-0. Which normally I'd mock you for, but they might be 8-0.
Yeah.
Given this crap bag schedule, what does the second half look like? That's coming up right after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Felger and Maz.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, schedule day. Oh, schedule day. Where fans get to pick wins and losses.
Week 9 at the Baltimore Ravens. I bet that John Harbaugh will have a dirty trick up his sleeve. I hate him. I don't like that we gotta go there. This one scares me.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's a loser, though.
I'm telling you, I don't like it. I got a bad feeling.
Loss. Week 10, bye week.
You know how I love a late bye. The later the bye, the sweeter the ride.
Yeah, you should put that on a shirt.
I can't. I need money for beers.
Week 11, at Philly against the Eagles.
This is already bringing back bad memories. Why did Bill bench Butler, huh? Why didn't we ever get an answer? Why didn't he play in the Super Bowl? I want to know.
Bill's got his reasons, and Bill we trust, bro, remember?
I'll never forgive him for that.
Loss. Week 12, home against the Cowboys.
Dak Prescott sucks, and what kind of name is Dak?
Yeah, it should be more like Yak Prescott, get it?
Yeah, because he's always puking on the field. He's a loser.
Win. Week 13, at the Houston Texans.
Why are we always playing these losers?
I don't know, but I'm glad we do because we always beat them.
Win.
Week 14, home against the Chiefs, bro.
Remember I cried at the end of the AFC Championship game? Best game I ever saw.
Then those loser Chiefs tried to change the overtime rule.
I bet Goodell still changes it. I hate him.
Win. Then weeks 15, 16, and 17, three lambs in a row, bro, at Bengals. Home for the Bills, then home for the Dolphins.
Win, 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 and then the seventh Super Bowl. Oh, thank heaven for number six.
So again, I'm sorry, I didn't tabulate it as you were going. I lost track. What?
They got him at 14-2.
Both of them 14-2.
Yeah, we had to be a little bit negative this year.
But no joke, that start. They should have a lot of wind at their sails.
Now we know why Bill hasn't done anything during the offseason.
Who needs receivers?
He looked at the opponents on the schedule. He said, well, this is a joke. I can pick up freaking six guys down at the Pine Manor Field with Brady and Edelman while they're working out. We can beat these chumps.
If you base it on last year in the AFC, they have the easiest schedule when it comes to strength schedule. 471.
Of course they do.
People still have this myth that
the schedule reflects your standing. And, you know, like if you have a, if you're a good team, you have a hard schedule. If you're a bad team, you have an easy schedule. They changed that a long, long time ago. And when I say a long time, like 15, 20 years, they changed the whole scheduling formula. And it's not to the point where you can be the Super Bowl champion and have the easiest on paper schedule in the AFC. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. And in the league, they're 31st. They have the second easiest schedule.
I mean, because it's all about the draw with the divisions.
It's the divisions.
Right? Yeah. Again, you get the NFC East this year, and the NFC East sucks. I mean, so again, it might jump this year. Who the hell knows? You never know. You know, well, once you get to November, it's different.
Right.
But even so.
I always found preseason strength of schedule kind of useless. End of the year, tell me what those teams are, and then I'll tell you what the NFC schedule.
Sure. But they, you know, they drew the NFC East. They got a, you know, they got a break there.
Okay, speaking of predictions, Eric in San Francisco has a prediction for the Red Sox. This should be good. Go ahead, Eric.
No. I want your prediction. I want you to make an uninformed hot take right now, each three of you. Where do they end this year? Go.
Murray?
They're done already. They're not making the playoffs.
So give me a record.
No, that's enough. That's fine.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah, Murray has them done. I'm almost there, but if you want me to give you a win total right now, 92 wins.
No. Do they make the playoffs? Do they go anywhere? Let's get irrational. Let's make calls out right now.
Okay, so I'll tell you that they will.
How is that rational?
Yeah.
That's not rational.
They'll win the wild card. One of them. And they'll lose in the division series.
So fine. If you want me to do this, they win the wild card and lose the wild card. That's where I'm at right now. But a bad weekend? They get swept this weekend? They're done. It's over. Season over. 12 games, Maz? 12 games. Is it 12 or 12 and a half?
The Rays would have to win tonight against Baltimore, and then they get swept for it to be 12.
12.
So I don't rule that out. I mean, the fact that it could be 12 on Monday, but let's get there first.
Right now,
too much time left. They have too much talent to suck.
Stupid to make that. But if you're going to make me do it, 92 wins gets them the second wild card barely, and then they lose to the Yankees in the wild card, something like that. Here's Paul and Milton on the Bruins.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. The Yankees could also be.
Yeah. Go ahead, Paul.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the door being open for the Bruins with Pittsburgh and Tampa gone. I say it's about half open. Don't forget about Washington.
Why are we in the conference finals already, Paul? You're 2-2 with Toronto. You're barely 2-2 with Toronto.
I still think they're going to beat Toronto.
Okay, babe. I mean, I don't mean to yell at you.
They like to string it out. I still think they're going to beat Toronto, and then we got to worry about Washington.
Okay, I hope you're right. Columbus is going to be I don't even want to talk about those teams because I don't even love your chances against Toronto right now.
This guy's unbelievable.
But everyone's doing it.
Oh, my God. Like he said,
the caller before had Calgary losing, so now we're in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, yeah. Not only does he have them beaten Toronto, he's got them beaten Columbus.
Yeah, no problem.
I mean, after what they just did to Tampa, how could you possibly assume that?
You hung on. You barely won that game. You were hanging on to butt hairs at the end of that game just to get to 2-2. And now you're thinking about Holtby in the conference finals or Calgary losing to, you have an easier road in the Stanley Cup finals. What's the matter with you?
You got me. I don't know. I'm telling you. I think that, you know, obviously the next game is huge, but there's more pressure on the Bruins in game five than there is the Leafs. The Bruins are at home. Toronto's got game six backed up at home.
Probably so.
I mean, there's more pressure on the Bruins. Toronto's led the series throughout.
Mike in the truck, what'd you think about last night?
Maz just kind of stole my thunder a little bit, but. I wanted to get your opinion. Is Toronto a tougher team to get by than Columbus will be? Because everybody keeps saying the road got easier. Columbus just swept the best team in hockey. So I don't know how their road has gotten easier.
Well, because it's not Tampa. Let me tell you, Tampa and Toronto are similar in that they're less physical, more skilled, speed, all of that. If Toronto's giving you this kind of go, I think you would get waxed by Tampa. If you have trouble handling that style and that kind of team, then it just gets harder against Tampa. So that's why people are saying the road is easier. You avoid Tampa. Tampa's owned you the last couple of years. Columbus, a little, they got some big guys there. You know, brings Chara back into it. If he's out there against Foligno or Anderson, those guys move. Like, they skate well, too. But they got some size. And it's the way Tortorella plays, it's not exactly go-go hockey. It's a little different. It's more like you. And so stylistically, Columbus is a better fit for you than these Toronto teams and these Tampa teams.
Way better matchup. I mean, again, I'm not telling you I think that it's a landslide, but the matchup is a better matchup.
Billy and Haverhill, who deserves credit last night, Billy?
Yeah, but first, while I was on hold, did you say some stats humper in Toronto had them down for 43 scoring chances?
Yes, correct.
That's just deplorable.
Not in Toronto. Just on the internet. Dweeb out there on one of these advanced metric sites. Go ask DJ Bean. He showed it to me last night. It was a pretty cool-looking site. They had 43 scoring chances, according to these nerds.
Yeah, well, if it's on the internet, it's real. So, but last night, Chara, very pants-tightening hit, and the drop of the puck just lays out Mitch Marner, and I love that. And I kind of thought all night that he made a difference, even though Toronto kind of laid into you hard, but I felt like he kind of made that easy with his 19-foot stick and his poke checks. I thought
a little more.
He's been great most of the series.
I don't know about great. I think game one, he was frightening. Game one, Chara was scary bad, but plus three last night, and I did notice the reach and the stick and that advantage more in that game last night than previously.
And it felt to me like on the boards, too, he was leaning on guys more, using his size and his leverage a little bit better. Like, Chara was pretty good last night. I mean, that pairing overall was pretty good.
Chris, is it too early to give up on the Red Sox?
It is absolutely not too early to give up on the Red Sox. You guys gotta be kidding me. What are we, 19 games deep? And, Jimmy, I think you already gave up on him. Felga, you're right behind him. We're one win streak away from being right back in.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
Again, 19 games into the season. If this was, at the All-Star break, then we're talking something. But, gentlemen, are we kidding each other here? We're giving up on them already 19 games into the season.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
So you're saying it is too early. It is too early to give up on them.
What if they get swept by Tampa this weekend? What are you going to say on Monday? No, anyone like that?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
They're done. But I don't, that's...
You guys are idiots.
Mass.
They're not done on Monday.
If they lose on Monday, they're 10 games under 500. They'll be 12 games out of first.
Okay, they won't be done on Monday. They don't have to win the division. All they got to do is win the wild card. And the Yankees are 8-9.
If they discount some of these other teams that are actually pretty decent so far in the West and even the Twins, like, there's teams that are still... They're not going to go away.
It's not going to be over on Monday.
If they get swept, they're done.
It's not going to be over on Monday.
Mass and caller.
Oh, you guys are being stupid.
They've all run the numbers. Teams that have started this slow, only two teams that have started this slow in the 30 years, I'm sorry, there's 30 teams, right, since 94, I should say. So what is that? In the 15 years or so they've had this format. In the 25 years they've had this format.
Basically.
In the 25 years they've had this format, only two teams have started this poorly and made the playoffs.
Correct.
So the starts do matter. I know you believe that.
Yes, but they also added a fifth playoff team in recent
years. Forgot about that. That's true.
Okay, so it went from 4 to 5.
That's annoying.
So, and look, I'm just telling you, it's
when
too
it go
early.
When from 4 to 5?
It's too early. 5 years ago, maybe?
Okay, so we need to run those numbers, Alex, Spear, nerds. We need to run those numbers. Since they went to the second wild card, teams that have started 6 and 13, is it? What's their track record?
Okay, so let me just ask you this question, okay? Because I actually did some math. Okay, it's a little scary, but I did a little math.
It's great.
Does 90 wins get them a second wild card?
I thought 93 was usually the line.
Okay, I just put down 90 because it's a nice round number.
No, let's not use round numbers. Let's go back and look at the last couple of years and tell me what the second wild card got.
Fine, I'm telling you.
The second wild card I thought was usually 93.
That's usually like 88, I think, but I'll check. Murray, you want to check for me while I'm doing this?
Murray, look it up.
Huh? Seriously. Just look up.
Anyway, go ahead. Go.
The second wild card team last year, look at how many games they won.
Go ahead.
That's all. Okay, so I did the math. They're 6-13. To win 90 games, they have to go 84-59. 25 games over, that's .587 baseball. Do you think they can do that?
No.
Well, that defeats that exercise, I guess.
No. As of right now, yes. But I'm telling you, if they get their ass swept this weekend, that's it. That's my line of demarcation, brother.
You guys are delusional. It's too early. And I'm not telling you that I'm not worried, because I'm all for pushing a panic button. I'm all for doing that. But panic away, as far as I'm concerned. But it's not going to be over on Monday. Don't be stupid.
Okay, last year, do you have it, Murray?
Well, was Oakland the second wild card team?
No, they were the...
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because of Houston.
97
wins.
Ooh, so, that's right, because of the Yankees.
The two wild card teams in the AL last year, New York, 100 wins, Oakland, 97.
Yeah, they're screwed.
Okay, what was the next team?
90. The third team was Tampa with 90.
Okay.
And then Seattle had 89. In the NL.
So really all you needed was 91 to beat the sixth team.
What? You don't get three wild cards, Maz. You only get two.
No,
you needed
you're
98
not following
last year.
The A's didn't need 97. They needed 91 to win it.
I see. Okay.
Get it?
Well, kind of. I think that's being factual.
Yeah.
No.
You're making the numbers
creative.
Work in your
it's
favor.
Being creative. The year before, Anthony?
Yeah.
The first wild card team, the Yankees, had 91. The second wild card team, Minnesota, had 85.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a little better.
I'm telling you, the number's around 90. You get 90, you
2016, let's just not fumble around. Let's give people the numbers. 2016, Toronto had 89. Baltimore had 89.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if 2015 had the second wild card. It did. The two wild card teams in 2015, the Yankees, 87, Houston, 86. So you're right.
Yeah, 90 wins get you in.
Okay, so they have to be 25 games over 500 to get to 90?
Yeah.
Or to get to 87, you said?
No, to get to 90.
I don't know if they have that in them. I don't.
You don't think they can play 587 baseball?
If they get swept this weekend,
My gosh. Thank God it wasn't with you guys during the time of the American Revolution.
Final word.
You two would have quit.
Final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody, Murray.
Nobody. All right, one piece of sound to get to in the final word today. And if you missed this earlier, if you want to hear a couple of hens bicker about whether or not the Pacers would be just like last year's Celtics team,
that's great.
Here you go.
I think if you were to take Kyrie off this team, I think that's who you are as Indiana.
I don't know. No, I disagree with that totally.
No, Tatum was excellent.
I disagree
last night.
With that totally.
Really? What's Indiana?
If you take Kyrie off this team, you are what they were last year.
Okay, which is what?
Which is a team that would not have struggled like this against Indiana.
Okay, but Indiana's a team that, and they're missing their best player, but Indiana's a team that's, what, 48 and 34, might win a round if Oladipo's around. You don't have Kyrie. That's what you are.
I'm just telling you, the Celtics last year were better than this Indiana team.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Of course they were.
Oh, they were, Maz.
Of course they were, Anthony.
I don't know
yes,
about
they
that.
Were. Oh, they were. Would you stop with that? Would you stop? Do you think this Indiana team would beat Philadelphia right now?
Oh, if they had Oladipo?
No, as presently constituted.
Yeah, I'm telling you that. Okay, so with Oladipo out, they're worse than the Celtics.
I'm not
going
to take out the team.
I'm just telling you, if there's no Kyrie
Mass.
Here, you're the Pacers.
No, you're not.
You're the Pacers with Oladipo.
You're not.
Yes, you are.
Mass, you were without Kyrie last year, and you beat Philly in 5 games. Do you think this current Indiana team is beating Philly in 5 games?
If they had Oladipo.
Oh, my God.
I just said to you that without they need with Oladipo. Why are you ignoring that? I'm acknowledging that Indiana without Oladipo. I've acknowledged that. You just don't hear it. Indiana without Oladipo is way worse.
Okay.
Way worse.
Thank you.
I said if they have Oladipo and you don't have Kyrie, that's who you are.
Okay, maybe.
That's who you are.
Maybe.
But you didn't listen to that part.
Well,
you
no.
only heard the part you wanted to hear.
No, I mean, Murray, you know what I'm saying.
It was a little sticky.
But I'm telling you, the Celtics fans who think that they can be okay without Kyrie, you're going to become Indiana with Oladipo. Are we okay on that? Is that a groovy agreement?
No, I understand what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying. I don't totally agree with it.
I do.
It's great.
That was a little convoluted. I'm not sure why I get so agitated. A
couple of hens. No, it's
seriously.
No, it's
like, what aren't you getting?
Tremendous.
I felt like I was talking to my wife. Like, yeah, I'm going to pick him up. I said that. Yeah. Yeah, I'll pick him up. Yep. Yeah. I just said that. Yeah, I'll pick him up. I don't need to know the rest of it.
Why are we still talking? I got it.
I will pick him up. Yes.
End the conversation.
Yes.
We got it. Stop talking now, right? We're done. Have it all the time.
And meanwhile, she's looking at me going,
how can you be so rude?
Yeah. No, you jackass. I'm telling you again because I told you before and you forgot to pick him up.
That's not what my wife does. She's like, why? How can you never talk to me? Because we've already established what we did. We've already done our business. Now, what else? What else do you got?
Yeah, I'll pick him up on the way home. Yeah.
Because we have a minute to kill. You know what's the best?
What?
You know how I love talking on cell phones? Not, you know, like I just can't stand it. The Wood calls me on the way home from work every day. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Hi, Wood. Well, where are you? Oh, I'm like a minute from home. Why are we talking, Sarah? Why are we talking? I'll see you when you get home in a minute. I'm sitting here. You come in and we'll have the conversation. Why do you feel the need to call me 2 minutes from home?
Well, because she's in the car and she's going to make use of that time.
Now listen to a song. Do something.
Just don't pick up. That's why I always say the worst app on the phone is the phone.
Yeah, so we got to come up on the baseball reporters.
I mean, my good one now is, oh, I'm sorry. I had my ringer off. I didn't see it. The phone's upside down. I turned the ringer off. Which actually is true. I turned the ringer off.
What have come up on the baseball reporters?
Nonetheless, we will look at last night's loss. Last night's back-breaking loss. Dave Dombrowski also had a comment that I want to visit. David Price had some comments. And later in the show, the departure of Dustin Pedroia. Is this it? We'll get to that, too, because I don't think we should overlook that.
Okay, here comes Maz. No commercials, just an update. We got another one tomorrow. And again, I think there was just so much to get to today. We can just run it right back tomorrow. Bruins, Celtics both play tomorrow. On the Beasley family of networks. So we got you covered on those. The spiral of the Red Sox on the table. The whole thing. We'll be at it tomorrow for an agenda-free Friday. It starts at 2, and we'll talk to you then.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Big Y World Class Market, Brennan Smoke Shop, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmower, Foxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The right-hander deals. Swung on.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.